Today is Friday, March 29th. And alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
On this Good Friday evening, it is not my praying voice I hear, but that of Jesus, crying out from Gethsemane, "Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer." Jesus took on my weakness, fell to his knees in my distress, and prayed desperate words belonging to me, that all that belongs to him might become mine. Jesus, I remember now that you are a great high priest who can sympathize with my weaknesses, a God who took on my weakness that I might inherit your strength. I receive, even now, your grace in place of my sin, your power made perfect in my weakness. Jesus, I hold before you a loved one in a state of weakness currently, weakened by physical illness, wandering by personal choices, or persevering through trial. I ask that you would draw near to him or her this evening in both comfort and power. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
Because Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" I never will. The cross of Christ is the promise on which I stake the hope that every prayer I pray, whether in distress or comfort, is heard by the God who loves to rush to my aid. So tonight, I pray boldly, assured that the Lord who loves me is listening and acting. Father, I cry out for comfort in my distress, for power in my weakness, for help in my lack, and for mercy in my iniquity. Anywhere and everywhere I am in need of your aid, I ask without reservation now. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.